Hey, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Hei in Baba Kama. I guess 2 weeks, huh? 2 weeks from today. Yeah, Mitzvah, 2 weeks from today we'll finish. Okay. Chutzim Pasar Pruta. The Mishnah said that you have to continue. You have to make every effort. Once you stole something and you swore falsely about it, and then you were moda, in order to have a kapara, you have to bring a carbon, and you have to make sure it gets back to the guy's hand, unless it's less than a sheva pruta. In halacha, less than a sheva pruta by Jewish people is not considered money. So if I owe you, let's say a pruta is a penny, if there was such a thing as a half a penny, that's not really considered money. So I don't have to make every effort to return that. Although, we'll see, it's still, and I don't have to go to extraordinary effort. The Mishnah says, you don't have to go after him to Madai. You don't have to go around the world to return it. Although, technically, it's still his. You should return it. Amra Papa. Loshan Sheng Zelakamis. This that we say that if it's less than a Sheva Pruta, you don't have to go around the world. That's only if the thing isn't here. The thing you stole wasn't cash. The thing you stole is not here. Avok Zelakamis, but if the thing is here, see, if I have money, let's say we had a half a penny, right? And there was such a thing as a half a penny, and half a penny is not really considered like money. So I don't have to go around the world to have a ton of money. But let's say it was an item that I stole, and the item is worth half a penny. So then he says, your papa says, you got to follow him, because maybe it'll be worth more tomorrow. See, if it's a half a penny, it's a half a penny. It's not worth more than a half a penny. I don't have to go after him. But let's say it's an item worth, it's a pen. I gave a guy a pen. Some pens, Moshe, don't write. If the pen doesn't write, maybe it's not worth a half a penny. But maybe I got it to write, and afterwards it is worth a half a penny. It's worth a penny. It's worth a pruta. So, he said, if it's an avok zela kayamis, if the item is here, even though you say it's worth a half a pruta now, but maybe it'll go back up, it'll be worth more than a pruta later on, you have to return it. That's the first opinion of Rav Papa. The second gear in Rav Papa's economy, no, Rav Papa's are just the opposite. Loshna gzeil kayamis, that's only if the gzeila is here. Veloshna, no, not only if the gzeila is here, veloshna incomes. In other words, whether the item is here or whether it's not here, and I just owe him the value thereof, and it's a chlechav, you don't have to follow him, the shemei teakar lo tachashim, we're not worried that maybe it's going to worth more. Farshim say here, that's mashma, that if, after you brought your carbon, etc., it did go up in value, maybe you'd have a responsibility then to return it, or then you would have responsibility to return it. Amarava. Let's say, so now that we're talking about when the item that you owe is worth less than Shaputi, we said the Mishnah says you don't have to go running after it. And from the second Lashon Rav Papa, it's mashma, whether the item is here or not, or even if the item is here and it's worth less than Shaputi, you don't have to go running after him because you're not worried that it's going to go up in value. Amarava, Gazal Shalosh Agudas, let's say you stole three bunches of whatever it was, of fruits or whatever, the shalosh prutas, and the three bunches together were three prutas. In other words, like a pruta each. And now, the three are only worth two prutas. It's, each one is worth less. Now you return two of them. So if you return two of them, the third one is worth less than a shalosh pruta. If you have three items, three bundles, and they're worth less than three prutos, right? Now they're worth two, so each one is worth less than one. If you return two, you still have to return the other one also. Interesting that he says, Chayv Lachnas, does he mean really that you got to go around to Madai? Because as we said in the Mishnah, it's Mashma, less than Shavuot, you don't have to return to Madai, but still, we'll see. You should really return it. But here he says, not because of that reason. He just says that you have a chiv to return it. Why? Because originally it was worth three. Man, forget what it was worth now. What it was worth three. Before we were talking about, all you owe him is a half a pruta. Let's say the item is only worth a half a pruta. You don't have to go around the world to return it. But here it was originally worth a pruta because the three bunches were worth three. Now they're worth two and you return two of them. You still have to return the other one even though that's less than a shav pruta. As we see, v'tanatuna b'raisa is a proof that I gozel chametz v'arvo pesach. You stole chametz. Now Pesach has passed by so it's not worth anything. Omerlo, reishach v'nach. We said, like you said before, I could return it to you. Why? I could say, Shechaveh, here, take it. It's not worth anything right now, but it is worth money. Why? Because if I didn't have it, I would have to pay for it. So therefore, Reish Chavnecha, time it is a benefit. Why? Because it's here right now. Hold less a minute. Let's say it wouldn't be around. Let's say I stole the chametz. It was worth $1. And now it's after Pesach. It's worth nothing. I could say, give it back to you. Why? Because I could say, this is what I took. Hezek, Shein, and Nicker. You take it back. Let's say I didn't have the bread anymore. I myself got rid of it over Pesach, I got to pay back a dollar. Even though it's not worth anything now, lav mamona, it's not worth anything now, given the bikar mamona, since originally it was worth money, I got to pay it. So what do you see here? Since originally it was worth a dollar, even though it's worth nothing now, I have to pay it back. Since this item now, this bunch, is worth less than a shavapruta, given the mikara shavapruta boshim, you got to pay it back. So there's another concept in shavapruta. Even though the item is worth less than shavapruta now, so first we said that if it's less than shavapruta, you don't have to worry it's going to get more. But now we're saying that if it was originally worth shavapruta, you still have to make good on it. You have to pay back. Boy, Rav, another similar question. Guzzle shtei agudas bapruta. Let's say I stole two agudas, two bunches or whatever, two items, and together with a pruta. V'hichzalach, and I returned one of them. Listen to this carefully. I returned one of them. Do I have to return the amount? Mi amrin hashta like gzela? Do you say now there's no gzela? I don't have it yet because it's less than, what I have left is less than shav pruta. Odil mahar l'har gzela, right? I still didn't return everything. Davi gebe, I didn't return everything that I've had. And it says I sold two items worth of pruta together, and I returned one of them. Do I have a chiv to return the other one now? How do you look at it? Do you say, listen, Lamaisa, what I have in my possession, I don't have the gzela here because what I have is worth less than shavapruta? Or do you say, I didn't return the entire gzela that I had? Hara poshta, then Rava, after he asked the kasha, was poshted, gzela ain't kana, shava ain't kana. He says, listen, there's no gzela, and there's also you didn't return. You didn't return. You didn't steal, and you didn't return. Gemara, gzela ain't kana. If you didn't steal, if it's not a gzela, then it's considered you did return it, because by returning half of a pruta, you don't have a half a pruta, you don't have a full pruta with you right now, so that is considered, should be a hashava. It says, even though you don't have the whole gzela with you anymore, because all you have is a shava pruta, and technically you're not mechuyif to return it, mitzvah hashava ain't kan, but you weren't mekayim mitzvah hashava either, because you stole a pruta and you returned half a pruta. So you got out of the stealing. Right, even though you didn't steal technically, because you have less than shavapruta, you also are not makani mitzvah shava properly. Pretty obvious.
Because if it was pruta, you'd be makani. You're a ganav.
Yeah, you're right? A gazlan.
So what you've done,
gazlan. Yeah, yeah.
A ganav who's getting a mitzvah.
Just the opposite. No, you're not a gazlan, but you didn't get the mitzvah.
Right, but right. However, if you.
That's what he said. He said you should return it. You should return it. Even though technically you have no gzela in your hand right now, but you don't have the proper mitzvah shava.
But if you hadn't reduced the amount, then you'd get the mitzvah.
Then you'd have to return the whole thing.
You'd get a mitzvah.
Right, and you get a mitzvah also. Here you got no mitzvah, but you don't have a gzela in your hands. That's what he says. Gzela and kan, shava and kan. Similarly, now he said a similar thing in another aspect. Another is either when he becomes tummy or after he finishes, he has to shave every hair on his head. Every last hair on his head. You ever shave? How many people gets every last hair? You know? Every last hair's got to be. Let's say he left two hairs. Two hairs is considered you have to shave. Okay, let's say he's shaving, left two hairs low, so he's not considered shaving. She has to shave everything. Boy, Rava, so Rava asks this kasha also, now you see a similarity to the pruta when you return half. Boy, Rava, Gilachar, let's say he had two hairs left, then he was some kind of mitzvah, right? In other words, you started shaving. It's not shaving until you have everything left, either but a hair or less. If you have two hairs left, you didn't shave. It's not considered shaving. So he's like this. Let's say he had two ears left, and he shaved one. He was about to shave, and one fell out. The last one fell out. He shaved, and one fell out. So Mao, what would you say there? There was even a kind of mitzvah. He has to shave. Shaving, he has to be at least two hairs. Or these, if he has less than two hairs, it's not considered shaving. So what would you say there? But every case is like that. Every case is when you shave. What do? You shave a few at a time, one at a time, as you move along until you get to the last one. So every time you shave, and you might get to the last one fell out, so you're going to say you're not makayim the mitzvah there. Omele Ravach midifle Ravina, nazir shegilach achas miboil le Rava. I understand, it's like with Tmiya. Rav is trying to ask Akasha about a case where you shave one hair at a time. Every case is like that. Rashi says, once he came to shave, he had enough hairs there, he had more than one. So that's a sheer giluch. So vigiluch achas apishunashishmiya giluch. It's still giluch because when he came to shave, they were all there. What's the difference whether there were 10 there or 8 there or 2 there? And the last one happened to fall out, but he shaved. What's the question there? What happened was he had shaved, then he took a break, and now there were 2 hairs left. He was about to shave. He had a shave. He didn't. Was he mekayim the mitzvah of giluch yet? No, because there's 2 hairs there. When he went to shave, one fell out before he started. So all he shaved was one. He was about to shave 2, and all he shaved was one because one fell out. Is he mekayim the mitzvah or not? Right? Because he had a mitzvah to shave. Think of it like he had a mitzvah to return the whole pruta, right? And now he doesn't have the mitzvah anymore because half of pruta is already returned. So you're the same way. He said, in fact, there's no shear. There's no shear to shave now. And therefore what? The mitzvah is done because there's no amount to shave. He's not giluch to mikara hashayu sheis because originally he was about to shave. There were 2. That means he had a mitzvah to shave. There's no terms. So he didn't shave. So it's like he's not makam mitzvah.
Proof that he did it.
Yeah. Okay. In a chanami, but whatever happened, right? Harder posture. Then he was posting the same thing. Seir in kan. There's no hair. Giluch in kan. There's no hair and there's no shaving. Again, he's saying, if there's no hair, saying that means he did shave. No, even though there's no hair, right? There's no mitzvah guluch. Why? Because when he shaved 99.999% of the hair on his head, right? And he had 2 hairs left, he wasn't becoming the mitzvah. Now, after lunch, he comes to becoming the mitzvah, but there's only 1 hair left because 1 hair fell out. So he wasn't becoming. So even though there's no hair, he wasn't becoming the mitzvah guluch. So some say, so he wasn't kind of mitzvah giluch, but there's nothing to do anyway. So some say no. He has to wait till the hair grows back and then shave it again. It didn't kind of mitzvah giluch. Okay, it's a similar thing that Rabbi said because the prut. Similar things like it's chavish nikva. Let's say you had an earthenware vessel. An earthenware vessel only is tummy on the inside, not on the outside. So for example, if there was a dead body in the room, the tumma doesn't go inside. Or the way Rashi says, it's like, let's say this vessel was separating between 2 floors, an upper floor and a lower floor. And on the lower floor, let's say there was a dead body. The question is the tumma go upstairs also? So let's say you had an earthenware vessel, but the vessel got a hole in it, a little hole. This sudden mushmarm, and you sealed it with lees, the sediment of wine. Hitzulu, that saves it. It's considered a proper sealant, and the tumma doesn't go. Boy, Rava, Agav Chatzimah. What happens if he sealed half the hole? But you know, the hole has to have a minimum size. The Gemara in Kalim and Tumas talks about what the size is. But let's say he sealed it so it's no longer a full hole. It's like a half a pruta, right? So he sealed it halfway. What is it considered good enough? Because now the hole isn't big enough to transmit tumma. Omer Rashi, Lavin Shusayn, this is what we learned in Mishnah. We learned in Mishnah Kem, the Tanan. Chavash Nikvah said, Tumor Shemarim, you sealed it up. Yitzulu, that's good enough. Pakak of Azmura, if you stuffed it up with a vine, Achimach, then you have to seal it with cement. You got to put some cement there, right? Seal it in there. Hayibashtayim, let's say you had 2, let's say you had 2 vines. Achimach, Menetzadab, you've also got to, so you have to smear it with tit, like with cement, mortar. On the sides, Ubain's more lechaveret, and also between the two vines. The time of the marach, the whole reason why you say it's good is where, if because you put the vines there and you smeared it with cement. Hello marach, but if you didn't smear cement, lo, it doesn't work. Amai, but tahave ki agav chatzia. Why isn't it as if it should be ki agav chatzia? It should be as if you sealed it with half. If half is good enough, so let's say you didn't put the cement there, you just put a couple of vines. It should also be like half. Elamites mash, but half is not good. I mean, no, you can't compare. Hachiyashta. Hasam imlo marach lo koi. There, if you put the vines there and you didn't seal it with cement, it's not going to last. It's not going to be permanent. Right? If you just put vines there, it'll hold. They'll fall out. You got to put some cement there, right? But agav chatzeh, but if you put leaves in there which are sticky and stay, agav chatzeh, b'mida de koi, with something that's going, but if you sealed it with something that's going to last, like the leaves, like sediment, then it'll work. So you can't prove it from there. Amarava. Another thing he said, Aresha goes to chametz now. We've had this many times already, including today. It goes to chametz over Pesach. You stole some chametz before Pesach, and now chametz Pesach has passed over. So we know it's worth nothing, right? But you could say Aresha chalafanecha. It's a hezek shein and nicker. You can Aresha chalafanecha, right? Harei goes to chametz over Pesach. Omer kusher shnecha. Boy, Rava. Okay, so now Rava asks this kasha. Nishba alav. Now, we learned yesterday, right? Well, if you swear that you don't owe a guy money, right? What's the halacha? You swear you don't owe a guy money. And then you're mowed about it. Not only do you have to return the item, obviously, but you also have to add a fifth, 25%, and you have to bring a carbon, okay? So let's say you swore about this chametz. You denied that you took it from him. After it became usur, Pesach, Erev Pesach came, you swore that you don't have it, you didn't steal it, and then afterwards you're mowed him out. But when you swear about something, it has to be pikado, no tsumasya, right, aveda, has to be something worth money. Mi amrin kivin di mignat boy shlumile mamona. Since you say what? Let's say this item of chametz, this loaf of chametz bread, right? You can return it to the guy after Pesach. But let's say it was stolen from you, you don't have it, it's lost or stolen, what's the halacha? You got to pay the dollar that the loaf of bread was worth before Pesach. So do you say, when you swear now that you didn't steal the loaf, is it like you swore on money? Why? Because if you don't have the item that gets stolen from you, you got to pay a dollar. So it's like you swore about a denial of money, right? Therefore, he's denying money, and therefore he's chayiv karen chomish v'asham. Odeh mahashtemias hamonach. Right now, this loaf of bread is sitting here right now. And what does the Torah say? V'afer ba'amu. It's simply like dust. Right, because it's not worth anything, and therefore v'lo kafar l'mona. Therefore, he didn't deny money, and if he didn't swear about denying money, he's not mechuyev karen v'chomesh and asham. That's the question. Chayiv karen shvua af pi shoda kodem shvua beguf hamamon. Right, even though he's motor, but he's chayiv shvua. He's chayiv kodem shvua for that, or do you say not? So that's the question that he raises here. Then the Gemara says, Milsa the Boile L'Rava, this kasha that Rava had, Pshitle L'Rava. Rava, who was the Rebbe of Rava, he understood that it wasn't a shail at all. Why? The Omer Rava, Rava said like this, Shari Ganaf, the guy goes, Reuben says to Shimon, you stole my shore. Womer Lo Ganafti, I didn't steal it. So Mati Betzacha, so what's it doing in your barn? That's my shore. You see, it's branded with my name on it, Reuben. Mati Betzacha. He says, you know what? You gave it to me to watch. You know why it's here? You gave it to me to guard for you. He swore falsely about that. He's chayiv, even in his mode after he's chayiv. Why? Listen to this. At the end of the day, what is he going to do? He's just going to give it back to him, right? He's going to give me, it's your shore. What's it doing? Oh, I was a guard. But by saying that he was a guard, right? Saying that he's a guard, if it gets lost, or let's say it gets lost or stolen from his possession right now, he says, oh, you know, he meets him in the market. He says, well, where's my shore? Oh, why did you steal my shore? I didn't steal it. You gave it to me to guard. It's in my barn. But since if it gets lost or stolen while it's in his barn, he's not responsible because he's a shemachinim. And therefore, by swearing, he's saving himself money. Because let's say it gets lost now, right? He's responsible for negligence, but he's not responsible for lost or stolen. So since he patches himself there, therefore it's a shvua on money. Understand? Yeah. Even though he's going to return, shvua on money. Let's say he says, I'm a shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is chayiv, you're right. Shomer sachar, you look next case. He's chayiv on ganei veveda, but he's patar nonsen. So it says, oh, you know what it's doing in my barn? I'm a shomer sachar. You hired me to watch it for you. Chayiv, and he swore falsely, but he's chayiv shvua. He's chayiv carbon asham. Shari patar atz mishvur mesi. He's patar from accidents, like it broke or died. You know, or it died, you know, Mesa Kadarka, just an accident. Let's say he says, I borrowed it, Shoal any love. He's still chayiv. Why? Because he's potash, right? Potash from Mesa Machmas Blocha. A Shoal is chayiv on anything, even on accidents, but he's not chayiv if the animal just dies in the course of work. He says, I borrowed the animal to work. I didn't borrow the animal to sit in the barn. Right? Shoal only chayiv. So in all the Shari Potter Atz means Machas Malacha, because he potter himself in that case Alma Afagav the coin, even though it's right here, like the loaf of bread, the animal's right here. Kivin the Mignif, since if it would be stolen or accident or whatever, Mamona Kakafer, he's denying money. Hashnami Mona Kafer, he's also denying money. Right, Ochanami, right? That's his Kivin the Mignif Kakafer, Hashnami, Kivin the Mignif Mamona Kakafer, Hashnami Mona Kakafer, and therefore he's Chayev a carbon Shvu, he's Chayev the carbon Asham. Ochanami, in our case, by the loaf of bread on Pesach, Afagav the Afrabamo, even though right now it's just dust, right? Kivin the Mignif, since if it would be stolen, in other words, it's something that could cause me, is it would be stolen, I would have to, Boy Shalom, I have to pay for it. But Mona Malia, I have to pay Boy Shalom and Mona Malia. Hashnami Mona Kakafa, therefore, is also considered mom. So Rava asks, this is a kasha. Rava says, am I denying money? since we lost that pay for it, or I say right here in front of me, it's worth nothing. So therefore, I'm not swearing on a denial of money. So Rabbeinu said, since it can lead to this, right? It's not direct, but it can lead to it. Rashi's lashon is, Hachanami afgav the kfir's chametz kodod'i, da'afar bi'almi, because what am I denying? So what am I denying? It's only, I'm denying that I don't owe you dirt. Kivin the shem yovah, the ischai, since it might get lost, so, and I would have to pay money. Nimtza shetoh lo shvuzu lipater, therefore you're also chayev. That's what Rabba said. So Rabba says that's a denial of money, since it can lead to a chiv of money, I'm in denial of money. Yasa Rabba kamer lo shmaita. So Rabba was saying over this thing that he held. Eisa Rav Amram l'Rabba, and Rav Amram asked Kasha on Rabba. The Gersa's Rabba. He says, you say what? You say it's a chiv. Basik says, v'kichesh ba, prat l'moda be'ikr. If you deny it, right, you deny, you swore falsely about it, you deny it. Right, etc. It says that excludes somebody if you're moda on the basic substance, and if you're moda in the basic principle, then you're potter. Ketzad. So example, Ketzad, he gives the same case. Shari Ganafti, you stole my shore of Warmer Loganafti, and Shimon says, no, I didn't steal it. Mati Betzlacha, so what's it doing by you? Tell Mati, what's it doing by you? Mati Betzlacha. So he says, Atamachartli, you sold it to me. You sold me. You know what's doing in my barn? You sold to me. Atana Sat Matana, you gave to me as a gift. Avicha Machali, your father sold it to me. Avicha Nasal Matana. Acha Prasrat, you know what's doing in my barn? For feeding, right? Acha Prasirat, he came into my barn. That's right, I'm going to charge you for the food, but for the hay, right? He says, you know what it's doing in my house? You sold it to me. Your father sold it to me. You gave it to me, whatever. It just ran into my barn. Me'elav ba etzli, or it came by itself. Tov b'derech, or I saw it foundering in the field, right? Matzasiv, I found it. Tov b'derech matzasiv, and I took it in as a lost item. Shemachinim ani alav, or like Rabba's case, I'm shemachinim. Shemasachni alav, shalom ani alav. V'nishba v'hoda, and he swore falsely about any one of these claims. Then he is mariyach liyachayv. I might think you're chayiv. Tamulom v'kichesh ba. You have to deny it, the moda be'ikr, but over here he's moda be'ikr. He's moda that the item really is, it's yours. Now we'll see, what do you mean it's moda, it's yours? Didn't he say one of the cases, your father gave it to me, or you gave it to me, so we'll deal with that. But the point is, he says, he's basically moda, it's yours. So you see over here, Rav Amram says from this price that you see, that you're not the chai of a carbon asham for swearing falsely. So Rav answered him, Tadur, this is confused. Tadur Rashi says is ain lev. Ain't level. It's like something's missing. There's no heart. And something's missing over here. It's like bored or something. It doesn't make sense. Why? He says, Kitanya hi de karmelei heilach. That's speaking about a case where he said, take it. Where do we say your chayiv is when the guy asked him something, he swore falsely about it, says he didn't do it, and it was sitting in his possession. So he says, since if meanwhile it gets lost or stolen, he'd have to pay for it, right? Lost or stolen, actually, he'd have to pay for it. It's like denying money. That's what Rava said. This case over here is where he says, what's your horse doing? What's your shore doing? What's my shore doing in your house? Here, take it. Take it. You know what it was doing in my house? Blah, 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 blah. But he said, hey, let's take it. Right, that's speaking. When I'm speaking, it's the kind of where it's in a swamp. In other words, it's not here right now. So I could still lose it and be mechayiv to pay money for it. But where I'm giving it to you, that can't happen. And therefore, there's no chance. There's no chance of being mechayiv any more money because I'm giving it right back to you right now. As you ask for it, I'm giving it to you, and therefore I'm potter from a shvua in this last case. So now let's finish. What do you mean? You sold to me and my moda beikah here. You're saying in this case, he's saying he's moda right away, right? Ramam said, wherever you're moda right away and you're giving it back to him, you know, you don't have to, there's no shvua there. Even if you swore falsely, there's no chiv of shvua's asham. Right? So what do you mean? But when he says you sold it to me, he's not giving it back. He's not moda that he owes it to him. My moda beikah is let's read it. Amrle l'masata l'cha dummy. I never paid. You gave I bought it for you, but I never paid for you. Therefore, shkol torch of a zil. Therefore, take it back. Because when he said I bought it from you, but you know what? I never paid for it, so just take it back and let's forget the whole thing. My there. If he says you gave it to me or your father gave it to me, how is he mar? Why is he giving back? Because it's the amrle. He told him I'm nasavin nafsha. Your father, you gave it to me on the condition that I'm gonna, you know, tit for tat. I'm gonna give you a gift. I'm gonna do something that's gonna be pleasing to you. Something that's, you know, that's you're gonna have nachas from. Velo avdil chan. I didn't do it there for shkol terech of zil. So take your shor and take it back. Tov b'derech. Tar b'derech mitzasiv. So he said, listen, I found it on the road. And you know what it's doing in my barn? I found it, so I put it in the barn to, you know, as part of the guarding process for an aveda. Lame lay boil chad early. Why didn't you tell him? You should have given it back to me. What do you mean you're holding on to it? What did you hold on to it? What your excuse in the other cases was, well, you sold it to me, whatever, you know, I found it. All these other answers. I was a shemachinim and it came to my rishus properly. Why don't you give it back to me? Omer avodah shmuel, but omer shvuas aveda, b'omer shvua, when he says like this, he says a shvua, he swears that aveda matzasi, I swore that I found it, v'lo yisi yodea shehi shocha. I didn't know it was yours. I didn't know that it was yours. I found it. You know what's in my barn? I found it. I didn't know it's yours. You want it? You claim it? Take it right now. Okay. So that's what we have. So it comes out, the robber really holds that if in the case of, let's say, the chametz, or the case where he says, hey, you know, I meet you in the street. Don't you have my animal over there? Yeah. You gave it to me. I'm the shema. Ah. Since it's protecting me if it gets lost now, it's a shvua money. So therefore, when I swore falsely about it, I swore I don't have it. And then I was mowed afterwards that it was, now I'm mowed afterwards that I'm a shomer sucker, whatever that I say, or however the point is that I'm not giving it back to you right now, right? I swore that, you know what, I'm a shomer. I swear I was a shomer about it. You gave it to me, whatever. But he's not returning it right now. In a case like that, it's a kfir of mamam, and therefore he's chayav karban asham. Tanya. Rashi learns that we're talking about where one aid, a single aid, makes one of these shvuas, one of the halachas. This is not, now there's a shvua of, we'll be talking now until about shvua where I say you owe me money, right? You owe me salary, I left something by you, or you stole it, right? Or whatever, one of those cases. Right, shvuas bekodin, no avot, whatever, or aveda, or you found my item, and you deny it, you swear that you don't have it, and then after it's your moda, then we have this concept of karen chomish vashem. There's another concept in the same parsha, in the beginning of parakeh, this is on later on parakeh, Vayikra, B'Yimei talks about what we call karban olav yored. One of the cases of karban olav yored is when you deny testimony. You know, like in common law also, if you see somebody murdered, you can't say, you know, we don't know anything. You know, the typical Jewish thing is, we didn't see anything, we don't know anything, we don't want to get involved, you know, I didn't, right? We don't, that's the typical, that's the typical thing, right? We don't know anything, right? I didn't see anything, I don't want to get involved. You can't do that. Right now, you could subpoena, they could make you swear that you don't know. So that's based on the law also, the Torah, you're not allowed to, if you know testimony, you have to come and testify. So Tanya, I remember, and I was like, Yimush Fu was saying, let's say, he says, Hikr Bo Veloba Motza. What happened was, he says he doesn't know any testimony about this, right? The item was lost, right? And did you see who took it? Did you see this item lost? Did you see who took it? So he says, no, I don't know anything, right? Yeah, I don't know anything. I didn't see anything. I swore falsely. So afterwards, he's moda. He has to bring what's called the carbon olive. He already, depending on which you bring a certain kind of carbon, right? It's not the same as the asham of Kirish Bamiso, that's a Sham Zeilus. This is a carbon, it's called a carbon olive yard. Not an Oshem, but he brings a carbon olive yard. It's a Chatas. Okay. So he swears, he says, I don't know any testimony. And afterwards, he's Moda. What is he Moda? He says, Hikr Bovala Matzah. He says, I knew that was your item, but I didn't know who found it. I swear, I don't. Did you see my lost item? What happened to it? He says, no. Then afterwards, he's Moda. He says, I knew it was your item, but I didn't know who found it. Right? Or most of all, I saw a guy find an item, but I didn't know it was yours. Or lo bavlo b'matza. Or he didn't know the item, and he didn't know who found it. Says more lo bavlo b'matza kushtishtava. If he's what is he motivated to? He says I don't know anything. Then he says, well, I know something, but I didn't know it was your item, and I don't know who took it. So he didn't know anything. He didn't say anything. What's going on there? Says ema bo b'matza. He knew it. He knew the item, and he knew who found it. Okay. So he says, so basically, Ben Azai said, when one aide comes along and testifies, and he swears, I don't know anything, then he's motivated to any of these things. I knew who took it, and I knew it was yours. Or I knew it was yours, and I didn't know who took it. Or I knew who took it, but I didn't know it was yours. In all those cases, the same halacha applies. What's the halacha? He doesn't say. Gimel Shvua is saying, right, when you swore about any of those, so what are you saying? Chayav or Potter? Ravami Amar B'chanina Liftor. He says, you're Potter. You're Potter. Why? Because he's only one aide. One aide couldn't have done anything. Let's say he would have testified. Does 1A accomplish anything? What can 1A do? Make the other person make a shvuah. All right, so we'll see. That's already a garim lamam. In other words, maybe the guy would have sworn. If he didn't want to take the vow and he would have paid up, maybe it would have caused money, but that's not really money. So Shmuel HaMelechiyev, he says no, and he says you're chayiv in those cases. In other words, in all those cases, you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Because you knew testimony that could have had an effect about a money matter, and you didn't, and you give testimony. The Tanya, if you make one aid swear, in other words, and he denies he's out of noni shvu, and then afterwards he's moda, right? Potter for a blazer of Shimon chayiv. It's same machlok as we had here. Shmuel goes like a blazer of Shimon, and Rami and Chanina goes like the Tanakama. Mike and what's a machlok is marsover darugar mamadami. Something that can cause a loss of money is like money itself. How can this cause a loss of money? Because if I would testify, I'm the single aid, right? I said I didn't know anything. Then afterwards I moda. Had I testified that I saw his animal go into your barn, right? So I can't make mechayev of you to return it, right? Because I'm only one to, but I could force you to make a shvuah. Maybe you will say, I don't want to swear, I'll just give him the animal, even though it's not even his, but I'll just give him the animal. That's, I caused money, that's not directly mechayev money. Also, Rashi points out another thing too. You could also argue, hey, the animal went into your rishus, fine. But you're not mechuyev for it if there's an accident happened to it. The animal wandered into your barn. Yes, it's in your rishus, but it doesn't mean you're chayim, so it doesn't mean you have to pay. Umar sovelav kamamadami, that's a machlokas over here in this case. Amar of Sheshes, another thing. Hakofer b'kod nasa lev gazlan. Listen to this. If I steal something, what's my responsibility to return it? 100%, right? That's my onus, right? Min haTorah, they don't put me in jail or anything like that. But I'm a gazlan. As a gazlan, if I could also be denied, I can't give testimony now. I'm a chashal shvu, etc. But I hear he just says, Hakofer b'kod nasa lev gazlan. Rashi explains, Rav Sheshes is telling you, that he's a god, a kofar b'kodin, and Adam come along and testify, right? Kofar b'kodin, and Adam come and say that I did steal it, right? I'm a gazlan. V'chayev onsen. And as soon as Adam say I stole it, then I'm like any other gazlan who steals something, I'm responsible for it. If something happened to it, an accident, I have to return kashas exhalem, right? Even though I didn't make any shvuah, I didn't swear, right? If a gazlan, what does a gazlan do? If a gazlan says, listen, I stole something and I said, you know, you probably don't even realize I stole it, I'm giving it back to you, then that's it. If I stole something and you ask me about it and I swear falsely about it and then I moda, Karen Chomish Vahashem. But if a gazlan, I steal something and I didn't say anything, right? I'm wearing two watches, one watch is slow. I saw it slow 5 minutes and maybe the whole thing broke. Maybe it's the battery's going to be 5 minutes. Anyway, so I'm looking at two watches here to see what time it is. So here, the two witnesses came and say that I stole it. So even though I didn't swear about it, I'm already considered a gazlan mechayev. Okay, the Tanatuna, he says, like, even though there's no shvua, the Tanatuna, and we learn a brisa proof to this. Again, the Namal falls the word Tanatuna. Kichishbo, when I deny it, lamadu onish. What's the onish? The onish says you're responsible for it. You have to be shivas exhale shagazo. Azharmanai, where's the azhara? Where's the lav? What's the lav? And I tell him, lo sikachshu. Don't deny something that's true. My lav la onish mammon. Aren't we speaking about onish mammon? You have to return it. And this is speaking about where just denying it, even though there was no shvuah. Says lo la onish shvuah. We're not talking about just paying it back. There we're talking about when the onus for making a shvuah, which is also you have to bring the carbon. Because I made a tiny safest, since the safest is the ishtaba, speaking where you saw it, machal the reisha lo ishtaba, smash from the reisha, you didn't swear. The tiny safest, the safest says, v'nish b'al ha-sheker, says v'nish b'al ha-sheker, lamadnu onish, right? What's the onish? The onish is you have to bring the carbon, etc. And the karen chomish v'ashem. Asar menai, and tamalom lo sashakru, the lav is lo sashak, don't lie. Umid a safest, the shab, since the safest, speaking where you swore falsely, reisha also lo ishtaba, smash, reisha, smash, then it's the safest where you swore, smash, reisha, where you didn't swear. And that Bryce is there for telling you also that if you deny something and Adam come and tell you, even though there was no shvuah, you are your chayiv and onsen. Ami says no. Edi v'dishtav, it's no proof from there. That Bryce is both speaking. The Rashi and the Sefer both speaking where you swore. Kan shahoda, but where you swore in your motor on your own, then you've been carrying with chomish v'ashem. That's the Sefer. Kan shabo Adam. The Rashi is speaking about where I swore, but Adam came, right, and then I have to pay it. So it's no proof to Rav Sheshes who says that if Adam came, even though you didn't swear falsely about it, you still have to pay. You're still chai b'onsen. Also, Adam chai b'onsen. Then you're chayv and onsen. If you're motor and you're on chayv, became b'chol mishvashim. So it's no proof from there, even though that's really the halacha. The halacha is, if Adam came to say that I stole it, that I'm responsible for it from that point on, even though I was not motor. Masav Ram Merchama, ukshneg d'chashal ha'shvua. Right? Mid HaTorah, we said many times, you're only chayv to swear, where kind of a shvua you chayv to swear on? When I deny money, right? Like motor b'mitzas. You say I owe you $100. I say I owe you $50. The other $50, I deny. I got to swear on the other $50 that I don't owe you that $50. If I deny the whole thing, you're not chayv pei min haTorah. We'll see in a couple of days that mid rabbanan you have to make what's called the shvuas hesses. So mid haTorah, you never have to. The one who pays, I'm sorry, the one who collects the money never has to make a shvuah. Only the one who denies it. But there are cases where the one who collects it also has to swear. For example, let's say the person who's supposed to swear and he denies the other $50, he can't swear because he is suspect. His swearing is suspect because he's a known liar. Then the one who collects makes the shvuah. The shvuah is taken from the denier and given to the plaintiff, the one who is asking for the money. Let's say the guy was known to swear falsely about Adas. He says, I don't know testimony. We know that he did. Or he denied that he swore that he doesn't have a deposit with him, and he did. Even a shvua shav, meaning where you just swear that, I swear that this rock over here is made out of wood. A shvua shav, which is not seemingly as bad. That all those cases, you're a chashal shvua, and therefore the other guy makes a shvua. V'imisa, b'kfir hu dipsal. According to Rav Sheshes, as soon as you deny it, you're a apostle, right? If you deny you deny the Pekadah, and then Adam come and say you stole it, you're a goslin. You should be apostle right from that point. I'm a kfiru d'ifsel. I'm yoch ma'iskin going to koi ba'agam. The lav kfiru, the sovereigns. So over here, you know what's speaking about? In this case, Shere Rosh, we're speaking about where he's not right in front of us right here. The item isn't here. So when he says, I don't have it, he's just trying to delay for time. The left you, the suburbs, the meat, I'll push them off. Adazil, no, I see until I bring it. Right? And therefore, so if the Rav Sheshes will still stand his ground, when the Adam come and say, you have it, right? You have it, it's yours. You're and at that point in time, and you denied it, even though you didn't make a shvua, you're considered a liar. And therefore, that you're also, you would be suspect, even though you didn't make a shvua. Teda, how do you see this difference? Dom Ravita Barav, and I come from Milva Kashalatis. If you let's say you tell me, Fryam, I lent you $100, and I say no, I don't owe you the $100. And Adam come along and say they saw the money. I'm still cautious. You know why? Because what does a guy say? I don't owe you the money. What is he really saying? I don't have the money right now. You know, you borrowed money because you spent it. Now you got another week, another 2 weeks. I need some more time, right? So you're not really a liar. Kofar Bekadin Pasolatus. If you deny Bekadin, Bekadin is a deposit, you weren't allowed to spend that money. You're supposed to put it away in your safe. Then I'm Pasolatus, right? When Makumir Bereshit Shai Melchizedek could go into Amisadi, the Haishata, we know it's right there. It's in his Rishus. Then you're Pasolatus, right? So you see over here that just denying something, if it's in front of you right here, you're Pasolatus. Rav Sheshes would say that also. You're a Gazan and you're Pasolatus. Milva is different. When a guy says it's not here right now, he means to say, I'll look for it. Ivar Mar Ilfa said that shvua kona, that a shvua makes you acquire it. What does that mean? Shvui de kanya. We'll see what that means. Shvui, if I make a shvua, I'm konet. I will kfir lo kanya. But kfir is not, we're assuming over here, shvua kona is chayv onsen. That if I swore about it, then I'm chayv and onsen. Then otherwise I'm not. Otherwise I'm not really gazan. I will kfir lo kanya. So hachanami de kam gom. That's also speaking about where it's not here right now. But if I deny something that's right here in front of me, then, and the Adam know that it's there right in front of me right now, and I'm denying it, then I'm Pasala Adas, and I'm Chayvan Onsen. Ibai Simra, I can tell you why Shvua Kona. Shvua Kona means a different aspect. I just mentioned before that a Shvua, Menatar, you don't make a Shvua when you deny something, right? But let's say I made a Shvua anyway, on my own. My Shvua Kona, Kid Rafuna, Dam Rafuna, Amarav, Marli Biotra. You have my $100, Valo Mer, Enlecha Biot, I don't have any at all. Do I have to swear when I deny? No, Menatar, I don't, but I did. Vinishba, Viachach Bo Adam, and then Adam came along and said, I'm Potter. You know why? Because when the owner accepted my swearing, he says, you're Potter, that's good enough. I'm Potter now. Right? Shenem Velokach Ba Vosham. If the owner accepts the Shvur, like in the case of a Shomer, in the case of a Renai Money, Vosham, Kimin Shkibla Bam, Shvur, Shimsham, he doesn't pay money anymore. This seems a little bit against logic. Tomorrow we'll discuss this further. Gufa, Amravun, Amarav, Marlon Miachel, we'll talk about that further tomorrow. But that's a pshat, since it's not considered Shvur Kanatel Mirovul Gamri, the Sula Misham, like Rafun's Locha. Not necessarily we pass Kanatel, but Rafun said, maybe we do, Marlon Miachel, Valomar, and the Chabiari, and he swore, and the guy accepted the Shvur. then the case is over. It's like double jeopardy. Case is over, fade him come afterwards, it doesn't help. We'll discuss this more tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow we will start at 5:20. Tomorrow start at 5:20, very long daf, both Ahmed Alfmeh. So tomorrow only 5:20. Kilu, yeah, because he said he accepted it and that's it.